There's a very interesting story today that is going viral that I've been dying to ask you about.
Okay.
So this dude on Twitter wrote, here's what he tweeted. He said, "Let's be honest. No man wears a pair of underwear just one time before washing them. Every man wears each pair of underwear at least 3 to 10 times before washing them."
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting, the responses he got. First of all, he got like thousands of responses. This has been retweeted a million times at this point. But some guys were like, you know, "Shh, don't tell my secrets." Or, "Yeah, I get like, you know, between one and," he's saying 3 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
But other people are like, "Yeah, more like 2 or 3 wearings."
Mm-hmm.
And then some guys were like, "Ew, what? No, I take a shower every day. I have a new pair of underwear every day. Like, this is just you, bro. Like, don't include me in this everyman thing."
Mm-hmm.
So I have a feeling I know what you're going to say, because you're somebody.
What am I going to say?
Well, that you probably wear a different pair of underwear every day because you shower every single morning.
I don't wear jeans twice.
Right.
Because I think that's gross. So if I wear jeans one time, I wash them before I wear them again. So there's no way I would go without underwear before I put on a dirty pair.
Your kids definitely recycle their underwear. There's no way that your kids wear one pair of underwear.
No, I guarantee they don't. I guarantee the minute they get done wearing them, it goes into dirty clothes. We have piles of dirty clothes everywhere. And I don't even think my kids wear the clothes. I think they just take them off the hangers and throw them on the floor. So no, there is always a time that the washer is going on. No, I guarantee they don't do it.
Well, I don't wear underwear, so I can't even get in on this argument. I have
Back
not worn
when
underwear.
You did wear underwear.
I literally have not worn underwear for years. It's been years since I've worn underwear. I find underwear, especially women's underwear, I find it constraining. I find it uncomfortable. You know, the thongs, they're meant to ride up your ass. I don't find that comfortable at all. I won't wear a granny panty because it's like, I'm already wearing pants. Why do I need a second pair of pants? Like, I've never, ever.
But that can't be comfortable in jeans.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. I mean, jeans aren't made to be soft in those areas that you want them to be soft.
Once in a, if I have like a tight pair of jeans or an older pair of jeans that like chafes, I might put on a pair of underwear if I can find one. But for the most part, I'm not into underwear. I don't wear bras. I don't wear underwear. I'm done. It's been years since I've worn any of that stuff. And what's so funny is I've had this conversation with girlfriends of mine. They're all like, "Me too, girl." I can't get over how many of my friends do not wear underwear and bras at all. Like, unless they're going to like an event or something where they have to wear like a push-up bra with a dress or, you know, whatever. But my friends also, we wear nipple covers under a t-shirt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been wearing nipple covers for years and no underwear. So I don't really have a dog in this fight with the underwear game, but I wear boxer shorts to bed every night. I wear men's boxer shorts to bed at night. And I have worn the same pair of boxer shorts to bed maybe 2 or 3 nights in a row. So that's probably the same thing, because I don't wear underwear underneath them. It's just the boxer shorts.
I sometimes go through 2 pair of underwear in one day.
My boyfriend too.
Yeah. I mean, if I take a shower before the show, let's say it's 6 o'clock, I'm not putting my underwear that I've had on all day back on. A new pair is coming.
Right. He's like you. He gets up in the morning, takes a shower immediately, fresh pair of underwear. Mm-hmm. But then he goes to work and he comes back from work, and sometimes he'll shower after work. Sometimes he will just change his underwear and his socks. His underwear, he goes through underwear and socks mm-hmm. like I've never seen in my entire life. Like, but also, you know, he walks for a living, so he gets like sweaty and he can't handle it. So pulls off the underwear, new pair of underwear, new pair of socks, changes his socks. Like, he even takes a pair of socks with him in case he wants to change them while he's out. I'm not joking. Like, when we do laundry,
it's just underwear and socks.
I mean, there's the pile of socks is ridiculous, ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, I have no underwear. It's never underwear for me, but I feel like maybe I should think about this, because the boxer shorts I wear to bed. So I put them on before I go to bed. I wear them when I'm sleeping, and then I wake up and I change into clothes or whatever I'm wearing for the day. So all those hours in those boxer shorts, that how is that different than wearing underwear? Do you know what I mean? Like I sleep, let's say 6 hours or seven. So it's 6 or 7 hours in boxer shorts, which is like underwear.
Yeah, I'm like David. David just said once something is off your body, it doesn't go back on your body until it hits the machine. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I think it's just gross. It's yeah. I just got out of the shower. I'm clean. I don't want to put dirty things back on.
Well, yeah, if you get out of the shower, you always put clean things on. But I mean, like, with, you know, okay, so with my boxer shorts, I'm literally just putting them on and sleeping. I'm not going back and forth to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, if my boyfriend still and I have gross. Sex, if we have sex, I don't put those back on.
Right.
Yeah, if we have sex, I definitely don't put those back. Then I definitely get a new pair, sure. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Like, this guy is saying it's a thing that a lot of guys do. And a lot of guys were getting on Twitter and they were like, you know, stop telling our secrets. Or, yeah, that's me. Or I'll get 2 uses out of it. Nobody said yes to 10.
No.
But I was really surprised at how many men were like, yep, I rewear my underwear. Yep.
It's another reason why men are disgusting. Right there. And you guys sleep with them. You women sleep with those men who don't change their underwear in 10 days. That's disgusting.
I never thought about it. Like all the men I've been with, I never inspected their underwear and were like, oh, these yesterday's pair? I don't think so. Like I never even considered that. It never even occurred to me.
No, it can't. That's no.
Okay.
I don't wear shirts. If I wear a t-shirt for 3 hours, I'm putting it in the machine.
Right.
I'm not wearing the t-shirt again.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, but the t-shirt is just touching this part of my body. The underwear right. is touching this part of my body.
That's a good
this
point.
This part of my body is a whole lot not cleaner than this part of my body.
Well, you should be using baby wipes then.
I do use baby wipes. I'm saying the taint, everything gets sweaty and stuff. No, you don't want that. Ugh, putting it back on that. I wouldn't even turn underwear inside out and wear them again. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, I hated having to do that. Like if you sleep at a guy's house, that was the worst. So if like you pick up a guy or end up back at his house or some guy you're dating, but you don't have a drawer there yet and you don't know you're going to be sleeping. If you know you're sleeping over, you bring an extra pair of underwear and you stick it in your bag. But if you don't know, that's what I hated about when I was single. You have no choice. You have to turn the underwear inside out. That's pretty much when I stopped wearing underwear, by the way.
That's the walk of shame in backward underwear.
And you could so tell in this neighborhood where I live, the girls with the walk of shame, because the girls in this neighborhood, they get decked out to go out. Mm-hmm. And then during the day, they're all in like athleisure. You know, everyone's in like leggings and sneakers and like a little short t-shirt. But at night, they're in like sparkly dresses and nice shoes and they have little handbags. So it's really obvious when you wake up in the morning to walk the dog, it's really obvious who the walk of shames are.
Because mm-hmm.
you see a girl like, overly dressed at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah. And as a
makeup,
guy,
the makeup is running, the hair's all over the place.
And as a guy, the minute you walk out of our door, we're giggling because we know what you look like walking down our sidewalk.
Yep.
In your prom dress with underwear turned backwards.